Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
25 times we have gathered at this hallowed place and at Ground Zero in New York and a lonely field near
He's out of breath from just standing there. There is something seriously wrong with him. All right, everybody, this should be humiliating for every single U.S. citizen. Donald Trump was falling asleep, slumped over at the 9/11 ceremony today after 25 years. 25 years after the tragedy, we now have a president who is sleeping as all hell breaks loose in the Middle East due to his own F-up, due to his own actions in the war that he started with Netanyahu 190 days ago. Week after week after week, we have been told that we are winning this war and that things are getting better. But over the past 24 hours, this conflict has exploded into something else altogether. Basically, a bunch of Iranian-backed militant groups. A lot of their proxies that they fund have sparked chaos in the Middle East by closing down yet another strait. Iran not only has control of the Strait of Hormuz, but they now have control of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. And that was Saudi Arabia's main escape route in order to get oil through. Now, another Iranian-backed proxy hit the East-West pipeline, which Saudi Arabia also relied on. So, a U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, is now having maximum damage inflicted on them. They are being cut off, and chaos is breaking out, and our president is sleeping. Somehow, even Joe Biden, who unfortunately has cancer, and tragically, he's been fighting the cancer, but tragically he's been diagnosed with cancer. Even he was fine. He was standing there at the memorial looking totally fine with Jill Biden, yet Donald Trump was sleeping, as you can see on the left, and doing God knows whatever this is in this video. I mean, look at the president of the United States sleeping, clearing his throat. He constantly has these puffy eyes. This is just embarrassing. This is just disrespectful right here. He is slumped over while all hell breaks loose in the Middle East once again. It is not at all far-fetched to say that 9/11 happened as a result from a lot of blowback that the United States experiences from our Middle East meddling. Now, obviously it was awful, it was a tragedy, nobody deserved it, but the United States causes chaos in the Middle East, then wonders why things go horribly. Well, this video right here shows Iran-backed Houthis seizing U.S.-made ATVs and armored vehicles after overrunning Mocha. This is absolutely insane. And just imagine, I want to take you to an alternate reality where Joe Biden were falling asleep at the 9/11 memorial while our own military equipment was being hijacked by our supposed enemies. I mean, the Houthi rebels are people who hate the United States. They have been striking shipping. They want to help Iran, and Iran helps them. They declare themselves as enemies to the United States, and yet they allowed this to happen. So this is serious. The United States has screwed up. The Houthis have control of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Iran has control of the Strait of Hormuz, and Saudi Arabia's final escape hatch, which was the East-West pipeline, has also been struck by drones. I know that oil pipelines sound incredibly boring, but this is one of the most important infrastructure pieces in the Middle East that will likely skyrocket costs heading into the midterms, and that is the goal that Iran has. Trump is absolutely effed, and then when he did take the stage, he could barely even speak. Like, this is our commander-in-chief right here. Listen.
We will always remember the victims and the families of September 11th, 2001. Very famous date, unfortunately.
Nice, bro. You get like 20 minutes to speak. You take way too long to do it. You speak for an hour and you say 2001. I've never heard it said like this.
We will always remember the victims and the families of September 11th, 2001. Very famous date.
This guy is legit not even awake. He is half asleep during this entire ceremony. As right-wing Cope points out on X, Trump today at the 9/11 memorial versus Trump when he was watching teenage girls at the Patriot games. I hate to be crude, but like, listen, he was in the same suit and he was sleeping today at the memorial, but he was wide awake during that. As is always the case when he's sitting and not talking, Trump had a hard time staying awake, just like slumped over right here, not even trying to hide it. He then gets on stage and continues to rant and ramble in a very tired manner while chaos is continuing to break out in the Middle East. Donald Trump never had control of the Iran war, but he has lost control somehow even further. All he has control of is the U.S. military, and even they aren't having a good time. Even generals are resigning or being fired or telling Pete Hegseth and Trump that this war needs to end. Iran had a deal with us a decade ago, and Trump tore it up.
Secretary Hegseth, Secretary Rice, First Lady of the United States, Chairman Kaine, members of the United States military, distinguished guests, and my fellow Americans. 25 times we have gathered at this hallowed place and at Ground Zero in New York and a lonely field near
He's out of breath from just standing there. There is something seriously wrong with him. Let's check in on how Democrats are doing. How did Mayor Zohran Mamdani respond today? Here is him being questioned by a Catholic outlet. This video has gained like 10 million views over the past few hours because of his amazing answers.
Mayor Mamdani, as you know, 9 of 10 first responders on 9/11 who passed away were Catholic. You're here at St. Patrick's Cathedral for Memorial Mass. What message do you have for the Catholic community of New York City on the 25th anniversary of 9/11?
We can never say thank you enough to the Catholic community that not only helped to build this city, but in this city's darkest ever day, showed so much of the light that kept New Yorkers moving forward. And I have had the privilege over the last few days and weeks to attend memorials for so many of the first responders who gave everything they had, including their lives. And I can just tell you that this city, even 25 years later, continues to not only appreciate the heroism, but look to it as an inspiration for what it means to live up to the words and never forget.
Thank you so much. One final question. There's a talk of Pope Leo XIV coming to the United States next year. Is he welcome in New York City? Do we want to have him here in New York City?
Not only is he welcome, we would love to have him.
Thank you, man.
I mean, that's a really good answer from Zohran Mamdani. Just look at our politicians versus the politicians that they have. Again, I don't know what Trump is doing in this video, but I don't really want to know at this point. Here is Eric Trump last night saying that the rich have taken over.
It's a story of a few enriched elites who benefit from this radical system while millions of normal people suffer and live their lives.
Dude. This populist shtick doesn't work anymore. You guys are in power. Laura Trump, Trump's daughter-in-law, was the head of the RNC. Donald Trump is the president. Republicans have all of Congress. MAGA had the power. You guys blew it. You started a war. The war has gotten worse. Now Donald Trump is desperately trying to give out a $5,000 dividend to distract from this escalating war. Donald Trump said that Iran's military was weakened, that Iran would be isolated, that all of Iran's proxies would be done for. Yet today, all we have seen is massive escalation. No ships can get through the Strait of Hormuz, maybe one or two, and now there are new problems arising in the Middle East. Our military equipment is getting caught by our enemies. I am not a military expert. I am not a general. I have never claimed to be a military expert or somebody that knows a lot or everything about this, but I feel like it's not a good sign when you see the enemies climbing all over our vehicles and making a mockery of it. I feel like that's never a good sign in a war. When the Ukrainians did that to the Russians 2 years in, I'm pretty sure they were making fun of them and showing that they weren't winning that war. It's just a bad look for the United States and for Donald Trump, who was falling asleep throughout all of this. So again, he's now trying to wave this $5,000 dividend in front of people's faces. He says, the $5,000 Trump dividend dividend given to all adults in the United States due to the fact that our country is taking in trillions of dollars of economic developments is being criticized by Democrats who are hoping that it never happens, but it will. He then goes on to say, when I say something, I mean it. The $5,000 dividend will happen. First of all, he claims it's going to come from the tariff money, but the $250 billion of tariff money has been taken back. It was refunded due to the Supreme Court ruling, and it would be $1.3 trillion to do this. I am all for policies that help working class Americans and can redistribute wealth, but this is not well thought out. We cannot trust this. This is not going to happen. Catherine Rampell points out, since becoming president again, Trump has promised $5,000 stimulus via Doge dividend. It never came. We didn't have the money. Then $2,000 stimulus checks via the tariff dividend. Didn't come. We don't have the money. $1,000 checks via savings from expiring ACA subsidy. I forgot he did that. He said that, oh, we're going to pass a new healthcare clause. Everyone gets $1,000 checks. Then $5,000 dividends. No checks have been issued, and it's probably the worst way to go about redistributing wealth. If you're going to do anything, try to just focus on fixing our healthcare system or surgically targeting the people who need it. Why would you give all of the rich people in the country the same amount that you give the poor people? It's regressive. You want to make sure you have a progressive policy that benefits the people who need it the most. J.D. Vance was then forced to try to defend this on Fox News, and it was so embarrassing.
Here's some eyebrows. $5,000 for every adult citizen if the House wins.
Wait, it raised my eyebrows raised and both hands eyebrows. Went up at the same time.
But if Republicans
you guys don't
win
need
the House,
it. This is for the American middle class.
All right, but if Republicans win the House, $5,000 for every adult citizen. So you do the quick math, that's about $1.3 trillion. I can hear the critics' heads exploding. They're saying out loud, I guarantee you, the president is bribing voters to vote for Republicans to take over the House, and then he's bankrupting the country because the deficit and debt is huge, and inflation would come back if this comes into play. So how do you answer those criticisms?
Well, I say, first of all, what the president's talking about is fundamentally a dividend for American workers. We're taking in an extraordinary amount of revenue because the president of the United States is actually standing up to both foreign companies, but also foreign countries who've been taking advantage of America's workers for pretty much my entire life.
Honestly, if anything sinks J.D. Vance's 2028 chances, it's going to be, look how I paused him. Why is he so shocked? It's going to be himself attaching his own legacy to these shitty ideas that never actually come to fruition. He said he was against wars. Well, guess what? You're tied to the Iran war. He's saying on camera that these checks are coming. They're not going to come, and it's going to come back to bite him. Right now, things are breaking out in the Middle East. It's not good for the United States. It is not good for Donald Trump. And right now, he has no actual leadership capability. It seems like Israel is working against us, not with us at this point. The United States is not doing well. It doesn't give me pleasure to say that. People always email me and leave comments. Republicans always say, you hate America. I actually don't. I think America could be an amazing country based on human dignity across the globe, and Donald Trump is taking us away from that. So if you want more videos like this, drop a like, subscribe. I will see you all in the next one. I love you all. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.